This week, trade representatives from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico resume their renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. President Trump launched a review of the 24-year-old trade deal last August, but talks stalled amid threats of new U.S. tariffs and Mexico's presidential election. The new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, takes office in December. Guillermo Malpica Soto is the head of Mexico's trade and NAFTA office. He joins us from Washington. Guillermo, these talks have been going on for almost a year. What's the status of the negotiations right now?
Well, so far we have been negotiating for seven rounds. We had a couple of months after the seventh round of continuous negotiations, as we call them, and some important meetings at the ministerial level. And after mid-May, we entered into a pause in the negotiation, not formal pause, but we were basically with a lower level of intensity in the negotiations, and now we're trying to resume them shortly.
Do you feel like they're going well?
I think in general terms, we have been able to engage in a constructive discussion in most of the chapters, most of the topics. So far, we have closed nine chapters and six sectoral annexes, and I think that's a good result. We still have a long way to go to conclude. We have some important topics that we need to solve before having a clear idea on how much time we will require to conclude the negotiation, where we are in the best intention to the three parties, I guess, to move faster now that we have resumed, or that we are intending to resume negotiations.
And what are those topics? What are the sticking points right now?
Well, we had a number of new proposals from the U.S. Around round four. And some of them are problematic for Mexico and for Canada. Perhaps one of the most important ones is the one related to what has been called the Sunset Clause. This is a provision in which the U.S. is proposing to terminate the agreement every 5 years. That is a proposal that directly is in conflict with our objectives of negotiation, which is precisely, one of them is precisely to provide greater certainty to the users of the agreement. So terminating an agreement basically does not provide any certainty for those long-term businesses or investments in the region.
And the U.S. is pushing for that. They want to have a sunset clause.
They have said repeatedly that that for them it's important to have that clause. And of course, we have been stating our position and trying to come up with alternatives to that.
Would one alternative just be a longer sunset, like 10 years or something like that?
I don't think so, because, we will start tackling less investments, but the problem, the systemic problem would remain. I mean, basically, agreements are negotiated and signed for a longer term, I mean, forever, basically, mm-hmm. unless a party decides to walk out. So the alternative we're proposing is not to have a termination of the agreement, but to have some clause of review of the agreement every 5 years, and also the opportunity to recommend improvements to the provisions or for the decision makers to take those into consideration.
Well, of course, one of the concerns all along since the beginning of these negotiations is that the U.S. would potentially pull out of NAFTA. President Trump has talked about that. He's been very outspoken in his criticism of the agreement. Let's listen to him talking in May.
NAFTA is very difficult. Mexico has been very difficult to deal with. Canada has been very difficult to deal with. They have been taking advantage of the United States for a long time. I am not happy with their requests, but I will tell you, in the end, we win. We will win, and we'll win big.
First of all, what do you think when you hear that?
Well, I think we have to be to have a fact-based analysis of what has been NAFTA for the three countries during these years. I think it is very clear if you see numbers that the exports trade in general terms for the region have grown, that we have more jobs, that we have better paid jobs, at least in the case of Mexico, that we have had a massive flow of investment. So there are numbers out there that tell a different story. We're basically talking about improving the provisions in the agreement and making a better agreement. We of course, are prepared for the different scenarios, but our main objective is to have a NAFTA plus result in this negotiation.
And when you hear President Trump say Mexico has been very difficult to deal with, that they're taking advantage of the United States, how do you respond to that?
Well, I don't know if that is a compliment or a criticism. I would say that Mexico has a very clear idea of what we want to achieve with this negotiation. When we started, we conducted consultations, public consultations, and also made a very deep analysis of what we wanted for this modernization exercise. We didn't want it in the first place. I mean, we were not proposing to renegotiate NAFTA, but once we were in that position, we took advantage of it, and we have four very clear objectives for the negotiation: to modernize the agreement, to provide greater certainty, to approach this exercise from a regional perspective, and of course to make an agreement that is more inclusive.
Now, you mentioned that NAFTA has been good for Mexico in terms of wage growth. When you look at the average wage in Mexico, if I'm not mistaken, it's a little more than $2 an hour right now. In the United States, it's about $22 an hour. So maybe NAFTA has brought up the wages in Mexico. I wonder, though, if you think it's ever going to be fair to have a free trade agreement with a country where the labor is so much cheaper, because why would anybody want to build a factory in the United States when they could build it in Mexico and have the same advantage when it comes to selling the goods?
Well, I don't know if it's fair or not. It would depend on other considerations. What I would say is that the decision of a company to establish in one particular country depends on a number of factors, not only wage. Wages have been increased in Mexico as a result of NAFTA. Actually, wages of workers in sectors which are very much into exports are significantly higher than wages which are not in the export sector. And I think that as the wage difference exists in this among the three countries, there are also other factors that determine the decision of a company to establish that may be in favor of one country or the other. I mean, it's just talking about the wage differentiation. I think it's not the complete story of the factors to assess what is determining the competitiveness of each one of the countries.
Is there any area of NAFTA that you feel right now that the U.S. is getting a better deal than Mexico?
It's difficult to make an assessment at this point because we are still under negotiation. I would say that once we have a result, once we have an agreement, the three countries, Mexico, the U.S. and Canada, will have to have the internal task to build on the results and try to sell those results to their own constituents. I mean, as in any negotiation, you have to give some and take some in exchange, and that and at the end of the game, you have to be able to build a success story. A negotiation is successful when all the parties perceive that they have gained something in as a balance of the negotiation.
So Mexico just elected this new president, the leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador. I think back to when President Trump was elected in this country, and he immediately did the opposite of what his predecessor wanted to do on trade when it comes to the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, and he pulled out of that deal. Do you think that there will be a change in NAFTA policy with López Obrador?
As for trade policy, I mean, we still need to see that he has to take his position on December the 1st. But what he has been saying during the campaign is not that. I mean, he has been supportive in general terms of what the trade policy has been for Mexico, and he has been supportive of the exercise of modernization of NAFTA. And he has said that actually that the current negotiating team has been doing things in the right manner. They would add elements to the negotiation, but in general terms, they have not expressed concerns or criticism to the work of the negotiation.
It's interesting to hear you talk about this, especially in the context of what we just heard from President Trump. He's really going after both Mexico and Canada. You seem to be very diplomatic on this one.
Well, I mean, we're here to work, and we are. Our task is to find the common elements in the negotiation and how to build on a better result for the three of us. We approach this negotiation under a regional perspective. We don't believe that a good result is only good for Mexico. We believe that a good result is good for the three countries.
That's Guillermo Malpica Soto, who is the head of the Trade and NAFTA Office in Mexico's Ministry of Economy, joining us from Washington. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.